You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Cello World shares listed at 28% premium over the IPO price on bourses on Monday. The share debuted at Rs. 829 on the NSE and Rs. 831 on the BSE, as compared to the issue price of Rs. 648. The investors have made a profit of Rs. 181 per share, as the scrip gave 28% returns to investors on the listing. Ahead of the listing, Cello World shares GMP rose 24.69%, surpassing the upper end of the share price on offer, indicating a favorable debut on the bourses. The IPO was subscribed at 41.69 times overall, with the retail portion subscribed 3.21 times. Despite the premium valuation, the IPO received a positive response from investors. Meanwhile, L&T Construction on Monday announced that its buildings and factories and transportation infrastructure businesses have secured a large order in the range of Rs. 2,500 crores to Rs. 5,000 crores from the GMR Visakhapatnam International Airport Limited for the engineering, procurement and construction of the Greenfield Bhogapuram International Airport at Bhogapuram in Andhra Pradesh. The project will initially be developed to handle 6 million passengers per annum capacity, to be further enhanced to a capacity to handle 12 million passengers per annum, the company said in a regulatory filing. Larsen & Toubro is presently executing the construction works of major airports at Delhi, Hyderabad, Bangalore, Chennai and Navi Mumbai. The order further reinforces L&T's capability to deliver Greenfield Airport project end-to-end and affirms the company's EPC capabilities. Moving on, Protean eGov Technologies IPO opened for public subscription today and will close on Wednesday, November 8, 2023. The bidding for anchor investors concluded on Friday, wherein the company collected Rs. 143.53 crores. The price band for its public issue at Rs. 752 to 792 per equity share of face value Rs. 10 each. At the upper end of the price band, the company's promoters and shareholders sought to raise Rs. 490.33 crores from the IPO. Ahead of the public issue, EMS shares GMP rose 13.89% over the upper end of the share price on offer. The IPO comprises an OFS with promoters offloading 61,91,000 shares of Rs. 10, aggregating up to Rs. 490.33 crores. Over to industry, Varun Beverages Limited, the second largest franchisee of PepsiCo, released its third quarter earnings with profit at Rs. 501.07 crores, up 31.5% in comparison to Rs. 381.04 crores during the same period last year. It posted revenue from operations for the quarter ended September 2023 at Rs. 3,937.76 crores, up 21.2% as against Rs. 3,248.31 crores during the corresponding quarter of last year, driven by an increase in realization per case primarily in international markets. The company EBITDA stood at Rs. 883 crores, up 48% on year. The company stated that the PAT increase during Q3 CY 2023 was driven by growth in revenue from operations and improvement in margins. On to technology, OpenAI's much-anticipated developer conference is just around the corner, and it appears a major ChatGPT update may be on the cards. The Decoder reported that leaked screenshots and videos have unveiled a custom chatbot creator that controls the power of GPT-4. This advanced chatbot creator comes with some features that have already made ChatGPT so popular, such as web browsing and data analysis. In addition to these features, it seems OpenAI will introduce a marketplace where users can share their chatbots or explore those crafted by others. In the healthcare segment, pharmaceutical company Divi's Laboratories Limited on Monday recorded profit for the quarter ended September 2023 at Rs. 348 crores, down 29.4% as against Rs. 493 crores during the corresponding quarter of FY23, missing estimates. It posted revenue from operations at Rs. 1,909 crores, up 2.9% in comparison to Rs. 185 crores during the second quarter of FY23. According to a CNBC TV18 poll, Divi's Laboratories was expected to post Q2 profit at Rs. 410.8 crores, and revenue for the quarter in review was estimated to come at Rs. 1,886 crores. For the current quarter, the company has a forex gain of Rs. 11 crores as against a gain of Rs. 31 crores during the corresponding quarter of last year. Lastly, let's see how the share market performed today. Benchmark indices ended higher for the third consecutive session on November 6th, with Nifty above 19,400. At close, the Sensex was up 594.91 points or 0.92% at 64,958.69, and the Nifty was up 181.20 points or 0.94% at 19,411.80. About 2,378 shares advanced, 1,285 shares declined, and 164 shares unchanged. Biggest gainers on the Nifty included Divis Laboratories, Hero Motor Corp, Aisha Motors, Larsen & Toubro, and Axis Bank. While losers were SBI, HUL, Tata Motors, Cipla, and Titan Company. Except PSU Bank, all other sectoral indices ended in the green, with pharma, capital goods, metal, oil and gas, power and realty up 1% each. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.